very thin dishes that you use for your best company. I was wondering, did you ever hear the word China used for
China.
That?
China?
Yes.
Well, yeah, well, that's a...
Very fine...
China, thin. You know, is different things. There's China vases, there's China different things around the kitchen and mm-hmm. things. But that's a kind of a thin, something, I don't know what it mm-hmm. is, you know.
And when you were young, how did you refer to the things you used to eat with? Do you remember what you call them?
All I ever know was fork and knife and spoon.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of case knife?
What?
Did you ever hear of a case knife?
Steak knife.
No, case.
No.
Case knife.
Case knife, yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's just a regular table knife.
It's just a regular knife. Does it have wooden handles?
Yeah,
or?
Well, you got them either way. I've got some in there. Some got metal, some got wood.
Is that right?
Well, it's not wood now. That it's made out of something else, but mm-hmm. looks sort of like wood, but mm-hmm. they... yeah, case knife, man. I've heard many a time I've heard mother say, bring me a case knife here. But now we say table knife, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you said that you would buy a large can of lard, really large. Did people ever use the word stand for that? Or have you ever heard the word stand used for measures? A measure of, it's a stand of meaning a certain amount.
It seems like I have, but I can't recollect.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't recollect.
If you have molasses on the table, would that be a molasses? Mm-hmm. Molasses on the table, would that be a molasses stand?
Yeah, molasses stand, a syrup pitcher.
The thing that you would use to pour liquid into a bottle from one of your big clay jugs or your big clay container. What would you use to pour things in a bottle?
In bottles?
Yes.
You used a funnel.
Just a
little funnel, you know. You get them made out of different things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Use funnels. I got a little one in there that I used for the bottles in. It's made out of galvanized stuff.
And how do you keep a bottle closed?
Well, there's different ways. You have a stopper to go in it, you know, called a stopper. You used to get cork stoppers, you know, and stop a bottle up, or like you had wine or something or other. But now then, they get things that screw a cap on.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them you kept them on with a machine.
Did you ever use a glass stopper when you were young?
I've seen pepper sauce. I've seen mother, my wife one have a pepper sauce bottle.
Mm-hmm.
That's for put pepper in it and vinegar, you know. And it had glass stopper, but I don't believe I ever saw just a bottle mm-hmm. with a glass stopper.
Mm-hmm. And, the thing that nails come in, it's smaller than a barrel.
That's keg, nail keg.
And around both barrels and,
yeah.
And kegs.
About that high. Got staves in it and a head in each end.
And what keeps the staves together? What do you call that?
Got a little metal rim, about two or three of them around it.
Mm-hmm. And between the rims, in a barrel, say, what would you use to keep the staves together?
You got them rims around there. You call them rims.
Rims. Do you ever use hoops? Is a hoop the same as a rim?
Well, same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing. Hoop. Yeah.
And